Imagine started in a Union County church basement in 2011 by a person that understood what it was like to lose a loved one at an early age.
I had been a child in grief. My father died when I was 14.
Mary Robinson is the executive director of Imagine. The organization is now headquartered out of a dedicated center in Mountainside, with another location in Newark.
Imagine started because I wanted to create a place where kids could get to support right at the time of their loss and not lose years of their life to unresolved grief like my brother and I did.
Robinson says childhood bereavement is a serious public health issue in New Jersey. Over 109,000 people under the age of 19 have lost a parent.
The need for support is enormous. We are one of four grief support centers in the state. We are serving over 380 children and adults right now at our center in Mountainside and in Newark.
The Imagine program is free for families in grief.
Our families come every 2 weeks for a night of support.
Jamie Saltamacci is a program associate with Imagine. She says they serve dinner before breaking off into an opening circle, where families choose to participate.
I'd imagine we say you can always pass, so if a family member is uncomfortable or they don't want to say anything, they're more than welcome to pass. We invite them to say their name and also the name of the person that died. So at that point, it just normalizes that grief experience so that they're realizing they're not the only ones going through, you know, their grief.
Then parents and children are separated into their own groups.
There's a group for parents who are grieving the loss of a child, and there's a group for parents who are grieving loss of a partner or spouse. And the children are divided into groups based on their developmental age.
Imagine's program associates and facilitators don't counsel grieving families, especially when it comes to kids. Shantaya King is a volunteer from Newark.
They do talk through play. I've witnessed it in the last two nights that we have where the children are just playing and they'll talk about their grief and they'll go right back and they're also supporting each other. And I am just there to be a guide and someone to listen to them and help them walk through that journey and know that a safe adult is here to be there for them.
Jocelyn Matthews is the program director at Imagine Newark. She says they offer grief training to volunteers but strive to extend that advocacy beyond their facilities.
We also go into schools and provide support as well. So we'll go in and we'll do education with the students, helping them to understand what grief is, how to find other people who can support them while they're grieving, and how to support the other students in their grief as well. And so after the grief education, they can self-identify if they want to actually be part of a grief support group in their school.
Imagine is hosting its official kickoff event for its new center in Newark on May 16th at Achieve Community Charter School from 5 to 6 p.m. In Mountainside, I'm Mank Santos, WBGO News.